So I want to first say thanks to all of you that helped and participated in supporting Easter and putting that on. It goes the Easters. It goes a long way, and couldn't have done it with each of you, without each of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for those of you who have also been helping out inside with the transition of sorts. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to one and all. Cover a couple dates, reminders. Again, it's on the app, it's on the phone, it's on the website. We have text messages, we have a communications director you can also reach out to.
Melinda.
So yeah, happy May the 4th. It's Star Wars Day. Hey! Right? May the Enterprise be with you. Preschool is enrolling for the new year for 2022-2023.
You rang?
Yes. So if you have, please contact Amy. If you have any questions for that, preschool is either 2, 3, or 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and be starting August 1st through June 30th of 2023. It's really hard to think that it's going to be that date. For those of you who have your mothers around, don't forget Mother's Day, May 8th. Don't forget to send her a card, call her, FaceTime her, send her your loves. It's this Sunday. Jen, already?
I'm sure this has happened in the past, and Chris isn't here, and it's on my brain. It's a second Sunday of the month, so, which is a homebrew thing. But, is it okay to cancel? Most people, women are going to be out with their families. Like, what do we do?
Reschedule.
You can reschedule it. Postpone it. You can do it later. You can do it on Monday. You can change the day.
I know.
You could take a survey and see. Yeah.
No, just cancel.
Yes. I would cancel and let them say to enjoy your evening with your mothers and your moms. May 6th is the... Oh, hi, Alan. I see. Thanks for texting me that you're watching online. Hi. May 6th. Beautiful white tent, the tabernacle, is going to be removed. We are going to be, then this whole week, the rest of the week is cleaning and the setup of all the technical stuff. Another date, May 14th. WAG, you have a bunch of events, and I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
May 14th is the hike to Point Reyes.
Yeah. And it's 13 and up now.
13 and up.
Women. Girls, 13
and up. The next date in May is May 24th and 25th is the carpet install.
Woo!
So that's going to be happening in 3 weeks. We'll have a couple weeks that we'll be inside on the concrete. And so just bear with us as we echo our way through the services. It'll be joyous. It'll be singing like you're singing in the shower, right? It'll sound. We'll be continuing to make a joyful noise in it all. June 1st is the first Wednesday of the month. So June 1st is our next all-prayer meeting. Then June 24th through the 26th is the WAG trip, Fort Bragg. Nice time of the year to go to the ocean. Ocean kayaking trip.
And the river. The Ono River, whatever.
The Ono River. July 3rd, we're going to have an all-church barbecue here on the campus. Mexico is coming up 16th to the 23rd of July. See Dave and Laura for that. That's coming up. August 1st, a WAG rafting trip. WAG. It's a Wisconsin accent. WWAG is August 1st.
It's the 9th.
It's the 9th.
Melinda, it's the
Okay. So we'll have to update that. I pulled this off the website, so we'll just have to get that updated. WAG backpacking trip, August 19th to 21st. And then we have a marriage retreat coming up August 30th to October 2nd. Really looking forward to that. There's September.
Question, so, wants to know if we can bring
your husband?
Yeah. Yes, bring your husband.
Can we bring nursing infants?
Yes, of course.
Okay, thank you.
There will be a swing and bouncy house for them outside in the back. Sorry, so that is September. September 30th through October 2nd. I don't know why I said August. I think it's an autocorrect thing. It'll be a wonderful retreat. Really, really long time. Yeah, down in Folsom, there is a cost associated with it because it is the hotel and associated activities. Dave and Laura, or Chuck and Kelly, for that. Also, we have on the calendar a deacon retreat, November 11th and 12th. So that'll be coming up soon, before we know it. And then the last event that we have is the Christmas tea, December 9th and 10th. And that'll be here before we know it. I know I'm saying it in May, Chuck, but we will have it. So any questions on that, on calendars, or did I miss anything? Deacon retreat date, yes, November 11th and 12th. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for those that have served on Veterans Day. We do appreciate it. But yeah, it's it for you to try to prepare in advance to get that time off if you need to. Well in advance. Am I missing anything else? Any other dates? Typically, we have offered it to be open for others on other churches. I don't know if a call has been sent out yet. The pigeons maybe not yet have returned for those. So the next little bit, I don't want to take a whole lot of time. One, because it's mosquitoes and it's a lot, and I would respect your time. You prayed against it. Good. Thanks. And the fans are going. Very well. As leaders, I think one of the things we have this intentionally as a leader training time, and so one of the things is to try to equip us to be effective followers of Christ to the best of our abilities. And unless you haven't been aware, or haven't paid attention, or been aware rather, I don't want to say pay attention, but been aware, unlike me on Tuesday night, I didn't know about this leaked Supreme Court document that came out. And it is now thrust again, thankfully, into the forefront of the public square, the abomination of taking life. And so as followers of Christ, I think it behooves us to take a look and be aware of this issue, to maybe even have a tool to be able to use as we talk with others. And so, again, we do believe and reflect about the sanctity of life, the belief that because people are made in the image of God, told by us in Genesis 1:26, that human life is inherently sacred. It's an attribute that should be protected and respected at all times. So some of the debates or some of the questions or topics that typically come up almost always seem to kind of gravitate or revolve around the attempt to dehumanize the unborn. And so as soon as you remove those attributes of personhood, then the abortion cannot be considered murder. It simply becomes just another health decision, like removing a tumor or taking off a skin tag. So there was a book that came out by an author called Professor Stephen Schwartz, professor of philosophy at the University of Rhode Island. He wrote his book called The Moral Question of Abortion. And he really came up with a quick acronym to help us with a tool to try to exemplify the common differences that are between unborn and children, which really what we're trying to do with this particular tool is that it doesn't affect the moral value of any human being, right? So this acronym that he came up with is called SLED. Is anyone familiar or heard of this particular argument? Well, it's not an argument, it's more of a tool. Nick, you have? Oh, you're just doing this? Oh, okay. So SLED. It's a quick, I think, easy to grasp if I communicate it correctly. It's a tool to help us with these arguments with regards to the sanctity of life and the moral value, moral value, sorry, of any human being. So SLED is size, it is level of development, it's environment, and it's a degree of dependency. So again, SLED, S-L-E-D, size, level of development, environment, and degree of dependency. So size. The question that often is would you agree that a fetus is smaller than a newborn? Yes, okay. The common response to that is, how can you call something the size of a dot a human being? How could you? Right, is the common question. So the answer is that are larger people more human than small people? We laugh, right? But it's the illogical argument that they are trying to present for the support of their view. So because Chuck is larger than me, does that give me less rights than Chuck? No. Why? That took really long. I know we all had meatballs. But for size, for S, for SLED, is that size doesn't equal value. So size doesn't equal value. So L in SLED, the level of development. And the question that's asked here is, do self-awareness and intelligence define us as human beings? So we all agree that a fetus is smaller than a newborn, correct? Okay. But a common response to that is, so as a fetus, how can something without a brain that's functioning or be self-aware be a human being and have intelligence? Well, then the response that we can have for that is, if self-awareness is what defines us as human beings, that means that the more intelligent should have the right to exploit those that had a lower GPA in high school. If intelligence is a true marker, then when we are young, then we should have smaller or lesser rights of personhood and self-awareness that we only get at when we get our peak intelligence and peak physical capability. It's almost like a bell curve where we start off less and we gain understanding, we develop into the mature adults, and then decline as we get older and move on and get promoted into glory. But that doesn't seem quite right. Why would we impose that on a fetus? Level of development. It's the idea that, again, that 4-year-olds are less developed than 14-year-olds. It just seems common sense, right? The argument. So these things aren't that far out there, and they're not completely esoteric. They should be easy for us to be able to grasp and to use as the argument and ammunition, per se, in this. So why rule out the fetus as a human just because of lack of development? You know, six-week-old infants lack the capacity for performing human mental functions, as those who are in comas, those that are sleeping, and those with Alzheimer's. So likewise, a newborn or a child is further on development than the unborn. It does not negate innate human value. Yeah. Right, Finley? Right, Finley. Just because your development is not quite there doesn't make you any less than a human or give you value, intrinsic value of who you are. All right, so that is level of development. That's the L in SLED. So we got size, level of development, and now environment. Environment. How does where you are have any bearing on who you are? Yes. All right, environments such as your home, your school, your work, here at church, have no impact on the value of being a human being. So why should the womb be any different as an environment? Your external situations do not alter the moral value of human life. So does birth make you human? Just because we're changing location doesn't change who we are. How many of you rolled over in your bed last night? Did it change who you are as a human? Did it reduce your value as a human being? No, absolutely not. So how does a small, short travel of less than 10 inches change the value of that person? Okay, so we got size, level of development, environment, and D is the degree of dependency. A degree of dependency. So if viability makes us human, then all those who are dependent upon insulin, or kidney medication, or blood thinners are not valuable in that we can just do away with them because they're less than human. Children live with a greater degree of dependency than a teenager. Well, I shouldn't say it all the time. But, but Finley lives with a greater degree of dependency than, say, my 21-year-old Matea, who's now married and living life down in Folsom. But this doesn't indicate that they are somehow less valuable as human beings. That's the degree of dependency. So it's, again, real quick, sled. Size, level of development, environment, degree of dependency. All these do not affect the moral value of any human being. So the hope is, as you take in, this becomes more prevalent in the common areas, amongst those in our spheres of influence, that we take SLED with us and provide answers and hopefully spur on further conversations to bring those to a better understanding, a further understanding of who we are and what God has created each of us all to be. So I just want to end with that. So again, I just want to thank you again all for all that you guys do here. It's wonderful and amazing, and it's a true, beautiful example of what a good, healthy church is, and I wanted to commend you all for doing wonderfully. So, thank you.
Can you get that breakdown that you gave in the notes for the leadership meeting?
I can put that in for the leadership meetings. Again, this was stolen because there's nothing new under the sun from Stephen Schwartz. I'm sure, I don't know exactly. This came up, and it's kind of generic. It shows up in a lot of, like, I think it was on Randy Alcorn's website on Sanctity of Life. It shows up a lot of places. I haven't actually read it, so I'm not going to recommend the book, but I think we can take this as a good tool, as a way to be able to communicate and have conversations with people to kind of direct it and point them to it. So, yeah.
I had a conversation today with
the person. Oh, here, because we're online.
Okay. I had a conversation today on the subject with somebody who works at UC Davis on the faculty and medical staff. And they were saying it's an overturn of Roe v. Wade, but a lot of you might not realize that Roe v. Wade only covers the first 3 months of life. It was limited to the first trimester because at that time viability was not possible. So it devolved upon personal choice and privacy. Anyway, the current legislation covers months 5 to 9 only, after 4 months. So that was hinged today on this, that is inaccurate to say it's overturning Roe, first of all. And second of all, most people have a problem with killing life at 5 to 9 months. I mean, it has an Auschwitz-y feeling to it, you know?
Yeah, it does. It does. And like what was happening in Auschwitz was communicated that they weren't saying, oh, this isn't happening. This isn't going on. And everyone was led to believe that this isn't happening. But the atrocities that are occurring, no, it is. It's a really unfortunate, massive stain on our country. So hopefully you feel equipped, encouraged, strengthened. I want to thank you again for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
You are released. Thank you all. Thanks for you online, too. Enjoy the evening. Grab your bug spray.
Or a dryer sheet.
Love you guys.